Well, today we're launching Kindness 2540, and the title of the message is Kindness, Love in Action. If you would, open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. You know, we've all been shaken and moved, and we are mourning because of the rise of violence and hatred in our culture. The shootings last week at El Paso and Ohio just underscore how much hatred and anger is seething among our people. According to Dr. Jim Dennison, in 2019 alone, there have been 231 mass shootings this year. The FBI considers a mass shooting in which at least four people are shot. So how are we going to counter this? How are we going to stop this rising tide of hatred and violence? Well, you know, there's a kid out in El Paso. His name is Ruben Martinez. He's 11 years old. And after the shooting there, he issued what he called the El Paso Challenge. He wrote this letter to the paper. And here's the letter, but you probably can't read it. I'll read what he said. I challenge each person in El Paso to do 20 good deeds. Now, it's 22 good deeds to each other. Examples. Mow someone's lawn. Visit a nursing home. Pay for someone's lunch or dinner. Hold the door for everyone. Take flowers to someone in the hospital. Leave a dollar on the vending machine for the next person. And any other act of kindness. This will show the world that the people from El Paso, Texas are kind and care for each other. Reuben, you got a great idea there. And it just so happens that we've been planning our Connect Kindness emphasis for many, many months, and we launch it today. I want to thank Andrew Francis and his group for helping strategize for this. He's the one that gave us the idea of Kindness 2540. I'll explain that in a moment. But as you look in Ephesians 4, you know, this verse is very, these two verses are very important because the verse 31 tells us about how some of these angry, vicious, harmful people, how they think and how they live. And then right up against it, it describes how we should live. Look at verse 31. It says, let all bitterness, anger, wrath, shouting, and slander be removed from you along with all malice. Whatever you want to say about these mass shooters, they're angry. They're full of wrath and malice. And this is how we should live. In contrast, for us, be kind, there's the word, and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another just as God also forgave you in Christ. So this is where Andrew and his team came up with the idea of Kindness 2540. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus is at the judgment, and he's rewarding some people. And Jesus said, you know what? There was a time that I was in prison and you visited me. There was a time I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty. You gave me something to drink. I had no clothes and you put clothes on me. I was a stranger and you took me in, Jesus said to these people. And these people are surprised. They're confused. And they say, Lord, when did we do all these acts of kindness to you? And there, Matthew 25:40, and the king, that is Jesus, will answer them, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So I'm going to be challenging you today, all of us, to be performing acts of kindness in Jesus' name. But I want you to remember, it's like doing kindness to Jesus when we do this. So I just want to share with you three tremendous truths about the power of kindness. And then I'm going to take most of the time in the message to suggest ways for us to practice kindness beginning this week. Here's truth number one. Kindness is our response to God's grace. Now, why should we be kind to one another? Well, first of all, Jesus commanded us to do it. Be kind and compassionate to one another. But also, when we are kind, we reflect God's disposition toward each one of us. Because all of us deserved to die and go to hell, but God gave us not what we deserve. He showed us what the Bible calls loving kindness, and he forgave us. In fact, the Bible says he forgave us for Christ's sake, in Christ. We don't deserve this kindness, but yet we are the recipients of God's kindness. And you know, Jesus said we ought to love one another, but you've got to do more, excuse me, than tell somebody you love them. You've got to show your love. Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, when you go out this week and start performing acts of kindness, people are going to be surprised. Why? Because we live in a culture where there's so little kindness. It is a rat race. It is a dog eat dog. It's a watch out for number one. And suddenly when someone starts showing a person kindness, it blows them away. But you know what? That's the kindness that we receive from God. Here's the second truth about kindness. Show kindness to strangers who can't repay you. Now, you know, I know that we all tend to be sometimes kind to members of our family. Sometimes we're not, but try to be kind to members of our family. And we are kind to our friends, our circle of friends. And they're kind of us. It's kind of a reciprocal kind of kindness back and forth. You know, it's kind of like I've said before, it's like Christmas presents when you exchange gifts. If you exchange gifts, there's no giving involved. It's just a swap. You know, sometimes we say, well, you know what? I've got to get her a gift because she got me a gift. And, you know, if she didn't give me a gift, I don't have to give her one. No, the whole idea of giving is giving and expecting nothing in return. So this week, as we start performing acts of kindness, think of ways you can do it that the person cannot pay you back. You know, we sometimes think that we show kindness only to those people we love and know already. No, let's find some strangers to show kindness. You know, Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love God. Second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. And then one guy asked Jesus, okay, well, who then is my neighbor? Do you remember how Jesus answered that question? He said this guy was walking from Jerusalem to Jericho, all downhill the whole way. Some muggers mugged him and robbed him and left him there on the road. And he said there's a Jewish priest that goes by and ignores him. There's a Levite that goes by, ignores him. And then there's this half-breed Samaritan. And this guy is a total stranger. This Samaritan goes and picks him up and helps him, bandages his wounds, takes him to a little hotel there, leaves money for him as he recovers. Jesus, that's the way he answered that question. And then Jesus said this from Matthew 5:46. In that context, he said, if all you do is love those who love you, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. But if you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. In other words, let's find people that can't pay us back. Do you remember the movie in the year 2000, Pay It Forward? Yeah, it was about when the little boy was given an assignment in class. Plan something that will change the world. And so this little boy comes up with a plan that he's going to perform an act of kindness, and he tells the recipient of his kindness, don't pay me back. Pay it forward to three other people and then tell them to pay it forward. And if you remember, that really led to, for a while, just a movement in our nation of acts of kindness. For instance, USA Today reported that there was a Starbucks in St. Petersburg, Florida, that 386 people through the drive-thru paid for the person behind them, 386 cars in a row. It was on the radio and everything, and one guy gets in line there because he heard it on the radio, and then he refused to pay for the car behind him because he said, these people are doing it out of guilt instead of generosity. Well, thank you, Debbie Downer. Wah, 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 wah. How dare you break a chain of kindness like that? So I'm asking you this week, don't break the chain, but start the chain, especially find some strangers who can't pay you back. Here's the third thing about kindness. Kindness is planting seeds of the gospel. You know, we think of evangelism in so many different ways. Maybe, you know, sharing your faith with a gospel track, or we think of big evangelistic events like our upcoming City Fest. The festival is in 8 weeks, and we're going to see a great harvest of souls. By the way, if any of you want to be involved in friendship evangelism training this week on Tuesday at Grace Community and Wednesday at Bethel Bible Church, they're offering free friendship evangelism classes. All you have to do is go online to City Fest and you can register for that. Great training. But one of the best ways to practice evangelism is to plant seeds of kindness in Jesus' name. And you know, it takes a lot of seeds to be planted before a person comes to Christ. Now that's biblical because in 1 Corinthians 3, Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but it is God who made it grow. So our job is just to plant seeds wherever we can, and this kindness plants those seeds. Yesterday, Friday and Saturday, we had this amazing Understanding the Times conference. A lot of you were there. And I was so impressed by this one speaker, Al Fadi. He grew up in Saudi Arabia. He was born in Saudi Arabia. He was a Wahhabi Muslim. He moved to the U.S. to study graduate school in engineering there in Arizona. And he was a committed Muslim and thought that he would always be a committed Muslim. But he began to meet Christians, real Christians, not the caricatized type of Christian that he'd heard about in Saudi Arabia. He began to meet real Christians who loved him and prayed for him. They didn't try to hit him over the head with the Bible and, you know, tell him you're a terrorist or something like that. They loved him. And Al said it took 12 years of different people and families planting seeds in his life until he came to Christ. And today, he is a, wow, committed Christian, has a ministry to reach other Saudis with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So just be patient as you're planting these seeds. You know what? You may be planting seeds over the next few days, and the harvest may not be until City Fest, but you'll have a part in bringing that person to Christ, because always, always evangelism is a team effort, but it is God who gets the honor and the glory. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. Let me talk to you for the next few minutes, the rest of the message, about some suggested ways we're going to participate in Kindness 2540. So this is on the back of your outline there, and I hope that you'll take this outline with you so it will remind you this week what we're going to be doing each day. All right, first of all, Sunday, that's today. Get your Kindness 2540 cards. Okay, if you're seated on the right side of a pew, or you're close to a right side of the pew, nobody's there, would you go down there, pick up the Ziploc bag? The Ziploc bag is on the right of every pew in this whole room. Pick up the bag that says 9 o'clock. Okay, this is the 9 o'clock worship. Don't bother the 10:30 one, okay? So here's what I want you to do. Very, very simple. I want you to open the bag, take 3 or 4 cards yourself, and pass it down to the next person. And I don't want there to be any cards left. So I want everybody to get some cards. If there are not many people on your pew, take more than 3 or 4, okay? So I want you to take your kindness card. Now, I'm going to be talking more about the kindness card a little bit later, but this, my friend, is the key. This is the secret to giving God the glory for your acts of kindness. Now, as I said, 3 or 4 if there's a lot of people on your pew. More than that if there's fewer people, okay? But I want that Ziploc bag, hopefully, to be empty when it reaches that side of the pew. And by the way, you can start using this today. If you're going out to eat lunch today, consider this. Consider leaving a 50% tip to your server, and then leave this card. You know, servers have told us over and over again that the stingiest, worst tippers are the Christians at lunch on Sunday. You heard about that one lady, she even wrote a note that said, Jesus only gets 10% and you're not worth that. That is so tacky. Rude and tacky. Now, don't leave this card if you just leave 10%, okay? Or 15%, that's expected. But if you can leave a big enough tip that this server is going to say, wow, leave the card, and that's all you do. So the card is the key. Now, each day this week, you can do anything and everything, but we are going to be focusing on several different emphases. This is what Andrew and his team came up with, okay? Monday is kindness for the generations. On Monday, we're challenging everybody to find somebody who's old and maybe shut in and doesn't have a lot of visits, someone who may be lonely, and just go visit them, maybe take them a gift of some homemade cookies if they still have their teeth and can eat them, or some nice little gift, or some flowers or something, and just go and visit them and just sit for a while and pray for them and just love on them. You know, there are a lot of lonely people out there. Let me just tell you an amazing story that was told to me by a lady at Ed Williams' memorial service. She said there was this guy, Ray Shelton. I didn't know him, but maybe some of you did. He died in June. He and his brother operated a hardware store here in Tyler for many years. He also worked for Meals on Wheels. And Ray said that there was one gentleman in North Tyler that he would deliver meals to. And he said that he never once told that gentleman in North Tyler that he was delivering these meals in the name of Jesus, and he was doing it to show the kindness of God. He never told him that. And as Ray was approaching what he considered to be his death, his cancer was terminal, he made a special visit to this gentleman in North Tyler. And he went in there and visited with him and said, "You know, I just want to be honest with you. I have cancer. They say it's terminal. And I never told you once that I'm delivering these meals in the name of Jesus. And I did it because God loves you. And you know, I'm going to heaven. And I just want to make sure that you're going to be going to heaven too." Ray said he just felt compelled to go talk to this man. And this man, I don't know his name. If he's watching me right now, let me know your name. Because he said to Ray, with tears in his eyes, he said, "That's wonderful. I was just watching David Dykes on television, and I just gave my heart to the Lord, and I wanted to tell somebody, and here you are." He went just to tell this guy, "Hey, I love you. I want you to come to know the Lord." And the timing was perfect that he had just watched one of our worship services. You know, a lot of lonely people out there, so find one and love on them. Tuesday, I like this one, kindness at the laundromat. So, you know, people go to laundromats if they don't have a washing machine and dryer at home. And so usually they stay there for a while. So take some quarters, or I'm told that in these laundromats, there's places you can get quarters for credit card or change dollars into quarters, and just be offered to feed some washers and dryers. We got lots of laundromats around here. Here's a map of some of the laundromats that we have around Tyler. And if you didn't see that map, or it's not up there, there it is. That was quick. Look fast. You can Google it yourself. Just find one or that's near you or not near you. Go during the day, go during the afternoon. And just, you know, say, you can say several things. You know, our church is doing some acts of kindness, and I'd like to feed the washing machine or the dryer for you, and here's a card. If they want to talk. Here's a good point, time for me to add a caveat about these acts of kindness, because we've done it before. Sometimes people don't want your kindness. Sometimes they think it's a scam, or you're out to get something. Y'all remember the Moonies who used to be in the airports? They'd give you a paper rose, and then they want a donation for Sung Young Moon's church. People are skeptical today. So if somebody says, "No, I don't want you to give me quarters for my wash and dryer," don't say, "Oh, I'm going to be kind to you if I have to kill you." No. Just smile and go to the next person or go to the next laundromat, okay? Just be willing to do that. Would you be willing to take 40 quarters, $10, just to show somebody that you want to show them the love of God? That's on Tuesday. Wednesday, I like this one. Kindness, fast food, pay for. This is a good one. I mean, I do this all year round. I know some of you do too. If you're going through a fast food drive-through, pay for your food and then say to the cashier, "I want to pay for the car behind me." And you pay for it, you give them the card, and you say, when they pull up for their order, give them this card. And that is so simple to do. And usually these are strangers who don't have any chance maybe even to know who you are. You're just showing them God's kindness, and they can't even say thank you to you, which is a good thing. So this week, if you're eating at Chick-fil-A, DQ, McDonald's, Burger King, Whataburger, Jack in the Box, Taco Bell, Taco Bueno, KFC, Chicken Express, Panda Express, Pizza Hut, Wendy's, or Andy's, or any others, if I left out your place of business, let me know, and I'll add it at the 10:30 service. There are different ways you can do this, too. If you're at a sit-down restaurant, maybe ask your server, another family or couple over there, "I'd like to pay for their dinner." And just when it's time to give them their bill, just give them this card. Or get some coupons, gift cards from some of these eating places and just give them to them with a card. That's all you have to do. But that's what we're going to emphasize on Wednesday. Thursday, kindness, creation seen clearly. We're going to wash some car windows. Where are we going to do it? We're going to do it right here on our property, because this Thursday, the TISD convocation is going to be held right here. This room is going to be full of teachers and workers for TISD. Our parking lots are going to be full of their cards. I talked to Marty Crawford, the TISD superintendent. He thinks this is a marvelous idea. And so I'm going to do it. Michael's going to do it. Andrew's going to do it. And we hope we have some people to join us to help us. If not, it's going to take us, you know, many, many hours. So here's what you do. You show up at 9 o'clock a.m. over here in front outside of Connections Cafe. We'll have a little tent there. Bring 3 or 4 rolls of paper towels. Bring several large black trash bags. And bring lots of Windex or window cleaner. I was telling one lady who's not a member of our church that we're going to be washing windshields for TISD personnel. She seriously said, "Are you going to be using holy water?" I said, "No, but we're going to bless the Windex, and so it'll be holy Windex." In just a minute, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand if you can join us that morning. So think about it for a moment. I'm really going to ask you to do it. Dress appropriately. I'm going to be in swimsuit, sandals, T-shirt, big brimmed hat, sunscreen, okay? And so how many of you will meet us here Thursday, 9 o'clock? Who'll do that? All right. I need some more. Come on now. I need more than that. Come on. We're going to pass the offering plate again unless I get some more hands up. All right. I see that hand. Yeah. All right. Okay. Good. All right. Just meet us here. The more we can get, the quicker we can get it done. Now, if you can't come up here and do that, you know, here, because maybe, of course, a lot of you work and you can't do it. I know that's why you didn't raise your hand. Find your people in your neighborhood or just do it anywhere you can. But that's the emphasis for that day. Oh, by the way, that day we will have 4,000 kindness cards that already has stamped on it, "We washed your windows." And we'll just leave it right there, right in the driver window side, right there above the handle, okay? So we'll already have the cards for that. And we'll have people whose job it is to do that, okay? All right, Friday, bottled water kindness. This is easy. Just get some bottled water and put it in a cooler and ice it down and take it to the walking trails, to the parks where people are, and just when people walk by, just say, "Hey, would you like a bottle of water?" Give them a bottle of water and the kindness card. Again, a lot of people may say, "No, thanks." It's okay. This is one way we can just show the love of Christ. Any day, pay off medical bills. Any day, Saturday. Let's do Saturday. I skipped it. I was too excited about the any day. Saturday kindness, we're going to have a totally free car wash, and it's going to be totally free in front of the student center, 110 Student Center, from 10 to 1 p.m., You know, a lot of times groups will have free car washes, but they want a donation, right? We are not going to accept one single penny for this. So if you want to participate in that, show up 10 o'clock, bring your own bucket, your own soap, your own towels. We will provide the hoses and the water. And we even need for somebody to come who doesn't get your hand wet, that all you do is pass out the cards, okay? So if you say, "I don't want to wash cards, but I'll pass out cards," show up for that. Any day. Pay off medical bills. Now, this is amazing. We have linked up with a nonprofit company that's legitimate called RIP Medical Debt. In the last 2 years, they have paid off $700 million of medical debt around the United States. And since 2018, 18 churches around America have paid off $34 million of crippling medical debt. And so we are going to work with this company, and they're going to pay off locally Smith County medical debt. That's what this company does. They choose who gets paid off, so this is truly kindness to strangers. Now, this is what I'm saying. If you would like to participate in that at any level, $1, 50 cents, $10, $100, just make an offering that says benevolence, medical debt. That's all you got to do. And then we'll see how we do, and sometime in the next few weeks we'll announce how we were able to do that. By the way, NBC just reported recently that there was a couple, an elderly couple in Washington State, who committed dual suicide, and they left a note saying that they just could not handle their staggering medical debt. And there is one, according to RIP Medical Debt, there's $1 trillion of outstanding medical debt in our nation today, and there are a lot of families that are really struggling because of that. And guess what? We're going to make a difference to strangers in the name of Jesus. Because everybody who gets their medical bill paid off, guess what? They are going to also get in the mail from this company. You got it. Your friends at Green Acres are helping to pay off your medical debt, and we don't even know who they are. If they contact us and say thank you, we'll know who they are, but otherwise we won't. We're just doing it in the name of Jesus because we don't want any glory. All right, finally, any day, your kindness, creativity, okay? We're not confined to these things I suggested. You probably have some ideas to show acts of kindness that are better than anything we've suggested. And listen, you don't need our permission to do it. Like, don't call me up and say, hey, Pastor, I'm thinking about doing this kindness act. You think that's okay? Don't call me, just do it, okay? Just do it in the name of Jesus, because that's the key. Look at what Jesus said in Mark 9:41. He said, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name will certainly not lose his reward. Now, here's the key. When you perform an act of kindness, who gets the glory? I just want to tell you, if I just walk up to somebody and I say, hey, you look thirsty, I'd like to give you a bottle of water, they'll say, thank you. And you know who gets the glory? I do. I'm doing kindness in my name. And God doesn't want to share his glory. Jesus said, let your light shine before men. They may say your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, there are many ways you can shift the glory and attention to God so he gets the credit. You can say at any time, you know, I'm giving you this bottle of water because God has showed kindness to me and I want to show kindness to you. I'm doing this in Jesus' name. I've done that many times. When I've given some people some money, I'll say, I'm giving you this in Jesus' name. But the easiest way, the simplest way, is the card. Now, if you need more cards, we get more at the Welcome Center. We got 40,000 of these cards passed out, and we're gonna use every single one and hopefully even print some more. Now, this is just not a week of kindness. This is a movement of kindness that we're launching this week. Can you ever think of the kindest thing that somebody ever did for you? I can. There was a time that I was a lost, dirty, rotten sinner bound for hell. And there was someone, he was actually the Son of God, who stepped up and said, you know what, I'm going to take the punishment that David deserves. And that was the kindest thing anyone has ever done for me. And so because of that kindness that he's shown us, let's go out and show kindness to people in Jesus' name. Don't be good for goodness sake. Don't be kind for kindness sake. For the love of God, show kindness. So how are we going to put out these flames, this fire of anger, shooting, violence in our country? I'll tell you what it'll take. Reuben was right. It's going to take a tsunami of kindness to change our culture. But I want to announce that the surf is up. Let's go out and show people the kindness that has been shown to us. Let's pray. Would you just take a moment right now and just say, Lord, don't let me dodge this. Don't let me chicken out. Don't let me avoid this. God, use me this week some way, at least once, twice, or however, to show kindness to someone in your name, knowing that I may be planting a seed in the life of this person, even though I might not know them, that one day will result in them coming to know you as Lord and Savior. So, Father, just use me, use all of us to show your kindness. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.